After a while, the relationship became bumpier. The original plan was to have some of the Microsoft applications, such as Excel, Chart, and File, carry the Apple logo and come bundled with the purchase of a Macintosh. We were going to get $10 per app per machine, said Gates. But this arrangement upset competing software makers. In addition, it seemed that some of Microsoft's programs might be late. So Jobs invoked a provision in his deal with Microsoft and decided not to bundle its software. Microsoft would have to scramble to distribute its software as products sold directly to consumers. Gates went along without much complaint. He was already getting used to the fact that, as he put it, Jobs could play fast and loose, and he suspected that the unbundling would actually help Microsoft. We could make more money selling our software separately, Gates said. It works better that way if you're willing to think you're going to have a reasonable market share. Microsoft ended up making its software for various other platforms, and it began to give priority to the IBM PC version of Microsoft Word rather than the Macintosh version. In the end, Jobs' decision to back out of the bundling deal hurt Apple more than it did Microsoft. When Excel for the Macintosh was released, Jobs and Gates unveiled it together at a press dinner at New York's Tavern on the Green. Asked if Microsoft would make a version of it for IBM PCs, Gates did not reveal the bargain he had made with Jobs, but merely answered that, in time, that might happen. Jobs took the microphone. "I'm sure in time we'll all be dead," he joked.